It's Fired Friday. You call 1-800-330-9999. Tell the story of something terrible that went down at your job, and then we're going to guess. Did you get fired?
Ethan, tell us what happened at your job. We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
All right. So when I was 16, my very first job ever, I was a parachute packer for skydivers here in the local town.
Uh-oh.
And not too long into it, I packed something that caused them to cut away their main parachute and use their reserve, almost costing their lives.
Ethan, I don't want to be mean, but I hope you got fired.
I'm going to guess, honestly, that Ethan did not get fired this time and that instructor was like, never, ever, ever again. And if you do that again, I'll kill you. Of course, he would have been dead also. But I'm going to guess you did not get fired, shockingly.
No, I did not get fired. I continued working there for another 9 years before I moved to Tennessee and did that for another 3 years up in Tennessee. It actually wasn't just one person. It was two. It was a tandem jump. There was two people involved, an experienced instructor and a brand new person that's never skydived before.
Oh. Imagine if you're that person.
And I was also
imagine.
Right.
What do you mean my backpack wasn't packed correctly?
Right. If that conversation starts while I'm still present, then I'm getting somebody fired. Right. Yes. I'm going to own the plane if I can.
That was like my first week, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was there for like 2-3 days, maybe.
I mean, not for nothing. What are they doing in quality control when they're trusting the guy the first week with the live? Right?
Well, it was actually a mishap. I was in the middle of training, and I was practicing packing this parachute, and they got into a rush, and they ended up grabbing my parachute instead before it was inspected. They weren't supposed to jump anything that I packed all week, you know, for training. But they messed up, and they grabbed mine, and when he jumped, sure enough, it was what we call a step-through, where they step through the risers so that when you look up, your lines are in an X, and there's no way to fix it but to get rid of it if it's not flyable, to get rid of it and go into your reserve.
I mean, this is what I saw
Point
Break, man. I know this. Keanu Reeves taught me all about this. This is crazy.
Yep.
Matthew, Fired Friday. What happened at your job?
Well, I shot whipped cream all over my boss and a customer working in a coffee shop.
Whipped cream.
And yes, you know those, like when you put whipped cream on hot chocolate or a mocha or something like that, and they've got, they're in like a canister and it's charged with a CO2 capsule. When the whipped cream is empty, you actually have to empty out the rest of the CO2 charge, like bleed out the extra air.
Don't tell me you were doing a whip it while you were on the job.
No, unfortunately not. So I forgot to bleed out the air, and I just took the lid off. And when I took the lid off, the lid went firing across the restaurant, and behind it was the rest of the whipped cream. It went all over my boss's back and then all over this gentleman's shirt and work clothes as he was giving my boss his order.
I say you don't get fired. It's a mistake. No money is lost, and it's just an accident. You don't lose your job.
What about my shirt?
Mm.
What about my shirt? I mean, the manager is paid to take that type of abuse, not the customer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you got fired.
I did, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Actually, terrible.
Get out of here. This is a $1,500 suit.
This actually, it wasn't the first time that I did it. I just was not meant for coffee shop life.
All right, your turn. 1-800-330-9999. What went wrong at your job? We're going to guess. Did you get fired? It's Fired Friday. You call 1-800-330-9999. Tell the story of something terrible that went down at your job, and then we're going to guess. Did you get fired? Sarah, tell us what happened.
Okay, I work in retail. So, you know, I get a discount. I get 40% off. Thought that I could use this discount for family and friends. My mom came in and bought some stuff, and I gave her the 40% discount. But I did not know that I cannot give my discount to family or friends, but I did.
Wait a minute. Did you really not know that you could give that discount?
I mean, how do you not know? All right. Yeah. Everybody knows.
Well,
Come on.
I I've worked at another retail place before, and you could use it for family and friends.
When the owner wasn't standing next to you. I mean, maybe you had a manager that was like, yeah, that's cool. But not when the boss, like, would be standing there. There's no world. Come on.
Wow.
Maybe one day a year. You know, like, maybe they do a special or something like that. But, you know, not typically. I'm not buying that.
All right. Let's see. Do we think she got fired? I think a lot of people do this. But you got to do it on the DL. You can't get caught for
it.
You know?
I think you get told right then that if you ever get caught doing that again, you're fired. And they might even prosecute. I mean, it's even money. They might have fired you right there.
I don't think they did. I think they gave you a warning and that was the end of it.
I got a warning.
Did you do it again there?
No. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't think so because they're watching. You know, just so you know.
When I used to teach fitness, Lululemon gives this discount. It was 15%. But you could only use it for yourself. So every single one of my friends would, of course, be like, you got to buy stuff for us. You got to buy stuff. But they only let you buy things that are your size. So I remember, like, when I would have to go buy stuff for Danielle, I would just have to suck in. I'd be like, can I? You think I could pass for a size 2?
You'd be like, yeah, give me the 2. And they'd be like,
They would look at me. I wouldn't make eye contact. Yeah. I'd be like, what are they going to say? Oh, you gained some weight? Like, what are they going to say?
Well, I mean, some people, they wear them 2 sizes too small, too. You know that.
Yeah. Jay, fired Friday. What happened?
I accidentally replied to a group text that had my boss in it talking about him in a negative way.
What did you say exactly?
Right.
You know, it was about a specific event that happened at work. I mean, it wasn't great. I was just like, oh, you know, you're wasting our time. You know, they just don't respect us. And it addressed honest things that were happening at work, but the language about him wasn't great. Basically, that he wasn't strong enough of leader to, you know, things like that. Yeah, it wasn't great.
What do you think, Raven? You think?
I mean, I fire you. I fire you or I dress you down in front of everybody. What's my options? Sowing mistrust. Mutiny.
Is it a corporate company or like a family-run company?
No, it's corporate. It's not, you know, national, but it's regional.
All right, then I'm going to say you got fired.
Believe it or not, did not get fired. We had a huge meeting. In the meeting, we talked about what it means to be a leader and how to properly communicate. It was almost like he took what I had said and created like a whole like almost HR program around it without pointing me out directly. Mm-hmm. Made us kind of all like look at everything. So in a way it was like embarrassed me, but he chose to kind of take the higher route. So actually in a way he was actually a better leader than I was talking about. So
right. Well, I hope you keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
I hope you
really ate a big turd burger. Congratulations on that. Right. Good job. I hope you learned a lesson.
Yeah.
I would say you can't bad talk anybody on text, on email or anything because it's going to get back to you.
You still work there?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, good thing. Kept that job for a while and got out because you were never going to be the boss.
Yeah, no.
So